God, we ask that you illumine our hearts to all that is before us and all that is behind us. Lord, there is much that we look back and we are grieving what we have done, what we have done wrong, and what we have failed to do. Lord, as we look to you as our Savior, as we look to you on this night and gather around your table, we are unworthy to sit at your table. We're unworthy even to eat the crumbs off the table. But you have invited us, and you have put place before us a meal filled with love and forgiveness, your grace, extending to each and every one of us, not only for what we have done or failed to do, but what we have yet to do wrong, where we have yet to fail you. Yet you place before us a meal greater than any other meal, the saving grace extended to us. Help us so to receive tonight. Lord, to come close to you at the table, to be so close that we sense your fragrance, the smell of your clothes, the weariness of your journey, that we too understand that we're not the only ones who are weary from our journey. You have been there, Lord. You will continue to be there with us. Guide us in this time, Lord, to experience your truth, your love in such a way that we are more aware of how important it is to believe in you and to follow you and to sit with you, to bask in your presence, to soak up all the nuances of your life. Not just the words you share, but the glances, the murmurs, the chuckles, certainly the laughter, Lord. You laugh with us and remind us of your grace. You look into our eyes and see us as who we are. And however frail, however misfortunate we may be, you still look at us with those same eyes of love and grace. Extend to us, Lord, not only a place at your table, but a place that we can cherish and make room for another. Help us, Lord, to make room for those around us that are here, those who have made the journey to be together and to worship you faithfully this night, as well as those who may be sharing in this from some other place than in this space. Lord, through your Spirit and your truth, we're able to worship you together because it is your life that we celebrate. It is your being that is more than a physical presence. It is eternal. We give you thanks for what you are doing in our midst, and we ask, Lord, for you to renew our hearts. Breathe fresh anew into us. Help us to hear your song in a moment through the hearts of those who would raise their voices, through the words that you shared long ago through the Gospel of John. Help us to hear with new ears. Help your words to ring true in our lives that are very much breathed alive for us today as well. Guide us into a place where we may be the body of Christ, not only for each other, but for any who need your grace, your love, your truth this day. Open our hearts, Lord. Let us see you this day and this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. As the choir is making adjustments, I want to remind you that we are doing a special series right now called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And if we can admit that, many of us have found that that is truly the case. We have found what we thought was love ended up being something else. And we keep searching for it as if it is something we can find. But tonight, we celebrate that love has found us. It is love that looks for us. And as we hear these words from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 17, and then picking up at verse 31 to 35, listen to these words of love in action, love in servitude to one another in such a way that we know that the one that created us is the same one who redeems us, is also the same one who sanctifies us by showing us the example of how to love and how to look after us and look for us. Hear these words from the Gospel of John. Would you stand if you are able as we share in the living word for us tonight? A very brief passage that gives us everything we need for this evening and gives us much for what we need in our lives. Before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that His time had come to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them fully. Jesus and His disciples were sharing the evening meal. The devil had already provoked Judas, Simon Iscariot's son, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew the Father had given everything into His hands and that He had come from God and was returning to God. So He got up from the table, took off His robe, picking up a linen towel, He tied it around His waist. Then He poured water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel He was wearing. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to Him, "Lord, are You going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will understand later." "No," said Peter, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't have a place with me." Simon Peter responded, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus responded, Those who have bathed need only to have their feet washed, because they are completely clean. You disciples are clean, but not every one of you. He knew who would betray him. That's why he said, not every one of you is clean. After he washed the disciples' feet, he put on his robe and returned to his place at the table. He said to them, do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you speak correctly, because I am. If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you too must wash each other's feet. I have given you an example, just as I have done, you must also do. I assure you, servants aren't greater than their master, nor are those who are sent greater than the one who sent them. Since you know these things, you will be happy if you do them. When Judas was gone, Jesus said, now the human one has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify the human one in himself and will glorify him immediately. Little children, I'm with you for a little while longer. You will look for me, but just as I told the Jewish leaders, I also tell you, where I'm going, you can't come. I give you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, so you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Oh God, we ask you to help us not only to understand, but to experience your love in action, your love coming after us just as you did it with your disciples, with your close-knit group of folks who followed you everywhere and learned from you for several years. We ask, Lord, that you do so with us, however long that we have followed after you, however long that we have heard your word. Renew our hearts tonight, Lord, and help us through this time to know why you did what you did and what you do now, what you do as well. We ask in Jesus' name. I would love to take you all there. To take you to be at the side of Jesus. Not in a chair, but reclining there at the table with Jesus. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To be sitting there with him in such a way that you get to enjoy all of it. The meal. And as John points out here, if you look closely, it's really the day before Passover, the Seder meal. And so the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, focus on it being at the time of the Seder meal. But John uses a little bit, and he does it right before, the day before. And there's some intentionality that John is picking up on. This is a meal that they would have been accustomed to being a part of and coming into Jerusalem for the time of Passover. Everybody gathering around and knowing this is what we do. We celebrate the time that the Israelites were saved from Pharaoh. A time when God, yes, and Jesus shared, this is what you do to know that you will be saved from the plague that God had placed on Pharaoh and the Egyptians. When God is trying to save the Israelites, and he tells them that to take a lamb and put the blood on both posts and overhead, so that their firstborn, however old, not just young ones, old ones as well, would be saved from death. And a reminder to celebrate each year, a time when we remember how God saved us. And it's part of our story as well. we are Christians, but we follow after Christ, who was a Jew, a practicing Jew, along with the disciples, all of us taking everything of what we know of the Old Testament, the living Word, still alive for us. Not something that Jesus contradicted, but Jesus lived into. Even into that evening of being there with the disciples and sharing that meal and being reminded of all that God had saved them from before. But this time, as would have been done at this hour that John picks up, that on the night before the actual Seder meal, it would have been that time that the lamb would have been slaughtered. And we would make that connection that here Jesus is being prepared for His death. And His blood that will cover over all of us for eternity. Not just for what will happen in the moment or what sins we have done in the past. Notice that it is Jesus Christ that is the blood for us over all our sins, even the ones we have yet to commit. As Jesus points out, not every one of you are clean. I know when I hear those words and I'm thinking, we think of Judas right away. But also Peter. He's going to deny Christ three times. I mean, what is worse? I'm not sure that we should really compare the two just to know that we fit somewhere in between them. We all find that we fall short of the glory of God. We all find that we are guilty of sin in our lives, and not just the sin of the past, but to know that there will be sin in our future as well. You know, and probably have had those conversations, what do you do with those sins you have not yet committed? Those are covered by the blood of Jesus as well. Those are covered by this time of coming together and sharing in this meal. And Jesus says, my love for you, one that will cover all, will cleanse all. Now, when we look and hear about Jesus washing the disciples' feet, this was not an act of baptism. This was an act of servanthood. This was an act of love. He wasn't trying to, even though Peter was trying to understand what he was doing, it wasn't a matter of him being clean or not. It had more to do with what Jesus was doing and says, I want you to do the very same thing. So we're going to do that tonight. Would you grab your shoes and take them off? Sorry, I'm not prepared for that either, okay? It is a hard concept to do, and I have done in very small groups, done in one larger congregation setting before, and that was timely. It took a lot of time for all of us to do that. And it was so awkward, no matter how many times I've done it, to sit in a chair, take off my shoes, take the socks off, and have someone else wash my feet. Because I know the last time I bathed, I know how much I walked that day, and how sweaty, how much they smell. And I don't want anybody getting down on my feet like that. And, you know, feet are just kind of one of those things. And I know some of us have an issue with, hey, I don't want you even to see my bare feet. But here Jesus says to Peter, if I can't wash you, if I can't be intimate enough to wash your feet and to serve you, you cannot be with me. You can't share in this meal that we're about to have. And I wonder what it is for us that no, we're not going to wash each other's feet. But in some way, Jesus gave us the example of what He was going to do with His life, to sacrifice His life, and to know that He came after us. I mean, because let's back up. Let's talk about where here in Exodus we hear of the Israelites and how they were saved by putting the blood on their doorposts. And we hear that there is something for us in that as well. To know that we are saved as well.
And here's the action that Jesus does. And He comes after us. Now, it's, you know, all of us are thinking about Jesus washing the disciples' feet and how awkward that might have been. Let's back up a little bit and think about how awkward it is that the God, the Creator of the universe, we understand the Trinity to be Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit, all as one. Jesus was always there, always alive. That's part of the Logos, the Word. And so, all along, God has been there and Jesus has been there. Imagine if you are the It and you're all around, you have to empty yourself to such an extent to put yourself in one human body, let alone to get down on your knees and wash someone's feet. He's already done far more than what it is to wash somebody's feet. He's made a greater sacrifice to live among us for 33 years. I mean, we humans, we can tear somebody up in just a day, let alone 33 years, right? We know how hard it is to live a life among other humans. He already emptied himself enough that he's like, I'm guessing here. He said, washing somebody's feet is far easier than everything else I did to become human. He did that because He was love looking for us. And He found us. And as we search for the understanding of how God would save the Israelites from Pharaoh and save them and continue to save them and create covenants with them and keep going on that and always doing His part to continue to live out His side of the covenant, here Jesus does it by sharing the example of what we ought to do as well. Empty ourselves of being able to wash someone's feet. Empty ourselves to sacrifice our love. Sacrifice our love by loving one another in such a way that we serve one another. It's really easy to stand up here and be your pastor and take the position of authority and spiritual leader of your church. But it's far different for me to think about the moments I really have to think about. You got to make that drive again, Owen. You got to go 1 hour and 10 minutes. Why are you doing it today? And then go to God and say, Lord, I need Your help. I need Your strength. I need to understand what You did in sacrificing and washing the disciples' feet. Yes, Lord, I get it. I'm to serve You in whatever form that takes. Maybe it is to drive 1 hour and 10 minutes. Maybe it is to stop and give someone a call when I know I'm supposed to be doing something else. Or maybe it is to stop by and visit with someone and take time to be with them. You all know what that's like. You take time and you engage each other's lives in ways that you serve one another as well. We all know the examples of what it means to wash one another's feet. And here Jesus says, tonight, 2023, I'm not asking you to wash each other's feet. I'm asking you to serve one another. In whatever form that takes, each of us will have something different. Sometimes it will be something where we will have to let our pride go by the wayside and serve someone else. I had a friend that we did these evangelism experiences where we help out in the community in ways that people would just go, why would you do that? Why would you come mow our grass when you're not expecting anything in return? And so he got really excited about this. And one of those things he said, no, if Jesus can wash somebody's feet, I can go clean somebody's toilet. And so he showed up at some people's homes and at some businesses and said, hey, can I clean your toilets? Now he got some pretty weird looks at the same time. But the point got across. Why would you do this? And his response was, Jesus told me to. He wanted me to show My love through sacrificial love, sacrificing and serving one another. Serving Christ by serving others. So we come to this meal tonight. And I don't want you to miss out on all that is prepared for us tonight. piece of bread and a little piece of juice won't fill you up, if that's all you understand it to be. But if you understand that even to enter this table, to be at the table of the Lord, not Owen's table. If it's my table, it looks pretty ragged. It's got a whole bunch of folders on it with different sermons. It's got papers getting ready for tax season. All that on it. It's a messy table. But the Lord's table, it's one where He has shown us what it means to love one another. It's a table that has room for everyone. It says, really, if you want to come to this table, you need to serve one another. If you want to serve me, then serve each other. So in your hearts, I ask that you prepare yourself for this time of sharing around the table. What is it that Jesus is asking you to do to wash somebody else's feet? What is it that you need to empty yourself in such a way to serve someone else? What would that look like today or tomorrow? Or this following week, what might you do to enter the table of the Lord? The invitation is there for all of us. All are welcomed at the table, even Judas and Peter. Judas, who will betray Jesus, and Peter, who will deny Him 3 times, are still welcomed at this table. So all are welcome. And it's not so much what you know, but what Jesus knows. And it's not so much what you do or don't do, or what you get right or what you get wrong, but what Jesus has done right and given us the example of how we live our life. And more than an example, He has conquered death. As we will move through the story tomorrow and on Sunday, we tonight are invited to sit at the table of the Lord, to bask in His presence, and to take that bread and know that it is His body. And that as we take it in, He's inviting us to be the body of Christ with one another. And yes, as we take grape juice, it is grape juice, it's not wine, and we do refer to it as the blood of Christ because we want to remember what Christ did for us. He was the Lamb of God. He was the one that for eternity, only one time, had to do what many lambs have had to do for centuries for others. Jesus did with one time. And that the blood of Jesus Christ, as we drink the grape juice and remember it as Christ's blood, we remember our forgiveness. Forgiveness of our sins in the past as well as those to come. So all of you are invited to this table. This is a United Methodist table, and we believe that all are welcome. You don't have to get right with Jesus. Jesus will take care of getting you right with His Father in heaven. And so you are welcome to this table. You are invited to this table. You're also encouraged to invite others to this table. We will enjoy together tonight, but there will be other times that we will gather around this altar and we will receive bread and the juice again. You may need to serve someone else so that they too may be invited to this. Let us pray. Lord, we give You thanks for this understanding of Your love. That we are to be servants to You by serving one another, to wash each other's feet, to gather around this table as servants of You. Help us, Lord, to receive tonight in a way that we know we are invited. We also know that there is a decision that each of us have to make. To respond to Your love in such a way that we accept it for ourselves, but we go to serve others as well. Help us, Lord, to receive tonight. To receive all that You have for us. To know that this table is open to all of us and that we may receive together as the body of Christ. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.
You'll follow along in your bulletin. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. Lord, as we join those who have gone before us, not only those that are living here on earth, but those who are for eternity with you in heaven, we give you thanks for a time that we can commune with the saints, that we can commune with you, that we are gathered around your table. Lord, remind us that it's not your table, our table. Help us to remember that it's not something that we created, but you created and invited us to. Help us to receive and certainly to live after you as your faithful disciples. Ones who understand that you will wash our feet, you will show us the way to serve others, and guide us into ways that we may need. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Each time you do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts of Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. as we prepare our hearts for tomorrow and Good Friday, to know all that we remember and celebrate, may you go from this evening knowing the joy of celebrating Christ's love, Christ's example, Christ's empowerment to go into all the world and serve Jesus Christ in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.